Proclamation number 3936, dated the December 15th, 1946. God's will to help is greater than the adversity. The adversity will never be greater than God's will to help. He knows why He inflicts it on you, and as soon as it has served its purpose of having motivated you to enter into most heartfelt contact with Him, He will also remove it and clearly come to your aid. For His might is infinitely great, and His love is supreme. And if you believe that He does not want to let you to suffer without reason, that He thereby only intends to benefit your souls, you only need to commend yourselves to Him and His grace, and He will help you in every danger and distress. Yet you must always consider the fate of your souls first. You must always aim to mature psychologically, i.e., to fulfill God's will, for you are only on this world in order to shape yourselves in accordance with God's will. If you disregard His will, then you will have to be moved by suffering to change your mind. But if you voluntarily comply with His will, then the suffering will always be bearable for you, even if you have to endure it for your own and your fellow human beings' sake. For at a time of a low spiritual level, when the whole of humanity is neglectful in fulfilling the divine commandments, when it no longer lives according to divine will, suffering and adversity will also have to strike the whole of humanity to a greater extent if it is to change and accomplish its purpose of earthly life. So it is to be expected that it will also affect the people who at all times make divine will the guiding principle for their way of life. Yet their adversity will always be endurable. God's help for them will always be clearly recognizable. He will always let them feel His love and support them by virtue of His omnipotence and His love, which will constantly express themselves with His own. For He wants to strengthen their faith. He wants to reveal Himself as an ever helpful and kind Father, who will not leave His children in adversity if they call upon Him for help. And every earthly and spiritual crisis shall induce people to call upon Him in their hearts, in spirit and in truth. For through His heartfelt appeal to God, the human being unites himself with Him and is able to receive the necessary strength from Him to become fully mature in his soul. And God will time and again clearly reveal Himself to His own, and anyone who pays attention to it will be able to convince himself of His love and care every hour of every day, and he will glorify and praise Him in his heart and give thanks to Him. For no adversity is greater than the might and love of the one who sends it. He always knows a solution, even if the earthly peril seems insurmountable. Therefore believe in Him and don't doubt His love, for it takes hold of you and will never ever leave you, so that you shall recognize Him and become and remain His own for all eternity. Amen.